It's the streets is talking. Hit him with the ass.
Streets Talking Radio, man. Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Shout out to the host, L Bug. My man, T Ro. Joel, the G was popping, baby. Yeah. You heard it here first, by the way. Streets is watching. Sports is popping. L Boogie and T-Ro, no other option. The streets is talking radio live Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, Freestyle Fridays. You heard me here first when you step into that asylum. Joel's the G, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Ro from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like he a Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though he good, I still got him regardless. It's G and me, he stole my music empire. The streets is talking, the radio's live, tune in to fire. Yeah. Streets are talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Ro, Joel's the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the finesse, people. Go on my music empire. Streets are talking. Tune in.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. It's your boy, L Boogie, T-Ro, Joel the G, and we got a special guest tonight.
Ooh.
It's sports official, and they ain't artificial, they official.
Yeah, yeah,
man, yeah. Before I get into it, let me give a shout out to my man Finesse, man, from GME, man, Gold Mine Music Empire. I got to give a shout out. Hey, guys, how y'all like that intro first before we get started?
Hey, man, that intro, I was about to tell you, I didn't roll it down. I said, Finesse? Man, yeah. Finesse did it in, though. I'm about to, hey, Boogie, you're going to have to give me this number, man. I'm going to have to hit him up, man, so he can go ahead and make it official like a rap with a whistle. Give it to us, man.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to
no.
us,
dog.
Yeah, he went 16 live with that one time, man. That was
yeah.
all right right there, homie.
Yes,
No doubt. You know, we combine that to here. We like P. Diddy, man, the Biggie now. You know what I mean? You gotta holler at me, you know what I'm saying? We gotta get in the war, bro. But let's get started. How we gonna play it tonight, guys, is that, you know, I'm going to throw some questions out there, ask some guys, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, give me some rebuttals. And then, you know, I might ask some other guys to go in or blow their whistle, as they would say, on the guy if he don't think that his opinion is credible, as we say in the asylum. So, you know, first on the marquee, NFL started off last night. At halftime, it was 17-14 at the end of the game, Peyton Manning, he finished with 7 TDs, 462 yards, 27 for 42, and he went, and they won 49-27. Let me start off with my co-host first, and then I'll, you know, go down the line. Should we crown him now? T-Row, should we crown him now?
Oh, man, no, L, but you know what? First of all, what's up to the world? Happy Freestyle Friday to my comrades, the sports officials, you dig? Checking us out on Friday, joining up. And so what I think, man, you know, when Peyton Manning takes the field, you have to be ready and be ready all the time. And what this guy just showed us last night, L Boogie, that everybody in the league better get ready because this boy is not playing. He almost threw for half a thousand yards last night. Can you imagine what he's going to do in week two and week three? So Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning, boy, y'all better step your game up. 7 touchdowns, 462 yards from Peyton. Man, and don't think he's going to settle from that. He's going to keep it flying, man. And it's just amazing how Denver was able to run away with the game in the second half. I enjoyed what I saw in the first half, but the second half, my goodness. Come on, Baltimore.
See, Nick, what do you think? Were you impressed?
Man, can I go to the other side of the ball? I'm going to
Yes, you can.
I was unimpressed with the defending champ Baltimore Ravens. You know, 512 total yards they gave up. He's the defending champs. He went up there last year, you know, and stole that game with that bomb from Jacoby Jones and whatnot. You took that game from him. You went to the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl. I'm unimpressed, but I'm feeling good because as a Cleveland Brown fan, I get to face these guys two times a year this year. That's all I'm saying. I get to see them two times a year. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so, hey, the way I see it is, look, and we all know, man, Torrey Smith is a number two receiver. He's not a number one. He's a number one with Baltimore. Who is that number two receiver, T-Row?
He got hurt. Jacoby Jones.
Goddamn right. He a kick returner. That's like saying Josh Smith is a number two receiver. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm happy, but I'm unhappy because I had to face the clown. And the fantasy football, I'm not sure if y'all play fantasy football or not. But I
was just about to say that.
Man, he was supposed to get 31, but he broke the record. Mike Vick got 63 2 years ago. Peyton Manning got 69.9 last night. Neely Neal had him. I'll let Neely Neal touch on that, man. I don't even want to talk about that clown no more.
Neely Neal, you won already. Even before Sunday kickoff, you know you won already. You know that, right?
I want to know, baby. It don't even matter right now, man. This dude put 7 touchdowns up for me, baby. Oh, man, I couldn't believe it. Hey, I was happy after 5. I was cool after 5. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I just want to touch on, man, hey, man, his weapons, man. Boy, it's going to be a big hit for that dude, man. I mean, he got slot receivers. He got deep threats on the outside. He got guys who can run every route and all the routes that he like to throw. I mean, they all know, they all seem to know all his audibles already from week one. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a long year, man, for the defense, man. But, you know, but like this, man, we all know Peyton Manning is the greatest regular season quarterback of all time, man. But until the playoffs come, man, he got to show me something. I mean, I'm not really impressed with you. He's regular season all time great. But like I say, they got weapons though, man. I mean, don't mean to contradict myself, boy. They got some people to throw the ball to, man. It's gonna be a long season, man, for the defense trying to guard them all year.
NFL history, him and Brett Favre tied for the most playoff games lost. And you can say, well, he's been in the playoffs all the time, this and that. But if you're supposed to be the greatest, if not, you know, arguably, you should have more wins than losses in the playoffs. So,
okay.
You know, no doubt. Now, Neely Neal, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Sunday is coming up. We're going to stay on the NFL. Before we get to that, let me ask you this, Neely Neal. Kerry Williams, he got into a scuffle this week with Riley Cooper.
Uh-oh.
Now, I want to ask you your opinion. Now, with that scuffle, and Michael Vick had to run down the field. Nobody else really broke it up but Michael Vick. Do you think that it's a state of emergency in Philadelphia? Should they cut that guy? Or what do you think is going to happen down there in Philly? Start with you first, Neely.
First of all, I was going for Kerry Williams, man, to land a couple blows. I was like, man, come on, man. You got to uppercut him, man. You got to hit him with the left, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I wanted him to land a few. But second, though, I mean, yes, it's a state of emergency, man. It's obviously, man, they don't like that dude, man. In the past, it's a non-contact drill. I mean, you know, it's something that you're going through in the motions, you know what I mean? They even have pads on, man. They had on shorts, you know, so it was something that, you know, you should do it 2 days. This is one of the first practices, you know what I mean? So there's definitely tension there, man. You know what I mean? That dude got up swinging, man. He was swinging with bad intentions, basically, you know what I mean? And even after the scrimmage was over, man, you can see it in his face, man. He wasn't done, man. He wasn't finished, you know what I mean? Yeah, he had something to say to this dude, man. I feel like a lot of people in that locker room feel the same way, man. So I feel like they got to cut that guy, man, before it all come falling down, man.
T-Nick, what you think?
Man, I'm going to throw that softball to me, man. I'm going to tell you. You know, first of all, you know why Vic was the only dude that went in to break that fight up, right? because Big used to run in there and breaking up pit bulls from fighting. So it wasn't nothing to a boss to go break up two little dudes trying to fight. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing to him. You know, so Riley Cooper, I'm going to tell you for real. Kerry Williams, he went a little extra hard. Well, you only got on helmet and shorts. You ain't supposed to tackle. You ain't supposed to hit the ground, you know, when y'all going through, you know, your little walkthrough. But at the same time, like Neil said, there's some build-up in that locker room. So after he hit him, he jumped up, and he was like, nigga, I'm the nigga you love to hate. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I forgot. This is this family. I'm the ninja you love to hate. You know what I'm saying? Jump on me. What you want to do? You know what I'm saying? He took his helmet off. He threw his helmet down. You know, and he walked up on him. You know what I'm saying? He was ready to grab the ponytail. You remember in New Jack City when Nino grabbed the little Italian dude and cut off his ponytail with the butterfly knife? He was ready to get down on that T-Ro. He's ready to get Riley on that T-Ro. T-Ro, I know you've seen it, brother. Tell me that Kerry Williams wasn't about to jump on Riley Cooper like that. Tell me he wasn't about to do it.
I'm going to tell you like this, and I don't want y'all to get mad at me. Please don't get upset with me. But
don't get upset, man.
What I saw last night, T-Nate, listen, what I saw was just two guys who are, you know, that's what happens in the league. If it's not the quarterback, you know, if there's not anything going on with the quarterback, you know, everything else happens with everybody, with the other players on the field. It is a competition. Whether it's practice, whether it's week one, week 12, whether it's the real game, it doesn't matter. When you step in between those lines, I don't care who you are. But I agree with you guys about Kerry Williams. I think he did go a little bit extra on the situation.
Yep.
It was just a play that, you know, they got tangled up. And Riley Cooper, bless his little heart, you know, he going to get it every day from this point on. Should he be cut? I'm not going to say that he should be cut. But
they can't cut him.
They're not going to cut him for the simple fact that Chip Kelly is a first-year coach, so he really trying
to. And they ain't got no wide receivers.
They're trying to figure out how to work it in Philly. But my thing is, I didn't see anything wrong with what happened. I just think that Kerry Williams took it a little bit extra. But that happens everywhere. So it happens to all 32 teams in the league. So I don't want to, you know, say that, you know, oh, this is going to hurt the Philadelphia Eagles because Riley Cooper is still on the team. No, it happens everywhere. It just so happened to be that it was in the Philadelphia Eagles practice dealing with Riley Cooper and your new guy, Kerry Williams, who came from Baltimore, who still has that Baltimore edge. I got a Super Bowl ring. Y'all don't have it, so get up to my level. So I just think Kerry Williams went a little bit extra. I don't think it was anything different that happens in any other organization or any other franchise around the league. It just so happened to be Riley Cooper who called or who made the statement at the country music, you know, little show that he was at. So I don't see nothing wrong with it. Riley Cooper wasn't bleeding. Kerry Williams wasn't bleeding. And then nothing really happened. So, I mean, it is what it is. It happens everywhere. So I don't want people to just, you know, view it as they saw it on TV and, oh, here go Riley Cooper wilding out. No, man, everybody trying to get at Riley Cooper, and we see that it's just not everybody else around the league. It's going to start within the locker room and on the between the team players that are on his team first. So that's what I think happens.
Well, we know from history Kerry Williams is a hothead. Let's go back before he got drafted in Colorado. You know, they had some problems with him there. Let's not forget, remember in the Super Bowl, he knocked the referee down. He hit the referee.
He did.
Because somebody touched him or poured him out the pile after the fumble. So Kerry is a hothead already. Now what he should have said, if we really want to be in the streets, be not saying, you know, I'm the ninja you want to hate. He should have said, meet me in the parking lot after practice. If you really want to get personal, we can take this fight outside. So I think Kerry had a chance for a cheap shot. And listen to this. It's always underlinings. Don't think in the trenches guys are calling each other those bad words. It's, and those guys aren't mic'd up.
So, you know, I think it was, you know, a thing of that, but let's not forget who Kerry Williams is. He is a hothead. So,
hey,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
While you on that, man, check it out. We got the OG that just checked in with us, too, from the Sports Official, so he's on live with us, too. You understand?
No doubt.
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm a heaven knows you and the OG scorekeeper, but let me get to the next question on the marquee. I'm going to go around the panel and ask, and you know, if you got your, you know, your notes or whatnot, I'm going to ask you what games intrigue you from the NFL lineup? So, you know, if somebody says a game, somebody else can go to another game, or you can come back and rebuttal if you don't think, you know, such and such is going to win. But first of all, one of the marquee games on the panel, I know some of you guys are from Cleveland, so I'm going to go to you first. T-Nix, I'm going to you first. And remember, on your show, somebody's mother said, watch out for the Miami Dolphins.
Yes, they did.
And their first game is against your Browns.
Hey, that was Mitch, mama, man. Mitch, if you listening, dog, that was your mama, man. She was talking nonsense. And we got her out the gate, dog. We got her out the gate. You know, so to all those Miami Dolphins that's down there kicking in the flats tonight, you know, kicking tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing. Drink up. You know what I'm saying? Drink up. It is what it is. You know, so I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to even go from I'm a Cleveland Browns fan versus the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to go Vegas style, okay? This is Cleveland minus 1.5. That's the pick, all right?
Ah.
Cleveland minus 1.5. That's the Vegas line, minus 1.5. I'm going to tell you off the reel, man, if I was a betting man, just me, if I was a betting man, I'm taking the dog. C-Town, bro, I'm going to take us. Minus the 1.5. You know why? Because we're going to win by a field goal. That's how we win these games right here. That's how we win these games. I ain't about to tell you we're going to beat them down and we're going to beat them 40-6, 40-7. Nah, man. We're rolling with Rob Trzynski. We're rolling with Norv Turner on the offensive coordinator side of the ball. We're riding with Rob Hoyt on the defensive side of the ball. And plus, Miami ain't got nothing. Okay, they got Lamar Miller from the U. No, that's running the ball. They got Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace got paid. All he do is run fly routes. He got paid. JT Money, you listening? He like my cousin Jay. No, he like my cousin JT Money in flat football. He don't do number one fly routes. He don't care nothing about nothing else but run the fly route. That's all he care about. And that's what Mike Wallace do, man. He ain't going to get you no tough first down yardage. You know, he not going to get no 39. He not going to come through you in the red zone, man. He run the fly route. So, if I'm a betting man, and I'm going to stay on this game, Boogie, because you called me on this game first, and I got three other ones, I'm taking C-Town minus 1.5, put that in your pipe, and smoke it.
What's
the other two games that, you know, intrigue you? Say that again, L. Boogie.
The other two
All right,
Zero,
hey, you keep going.
Yeah,
he
ain't
out. Hey, T-Nick,
yes,
he was asking, what are your other two games that intrigue you this weekend coming up, Sunday or Monday?
Okay, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you money-wise. I'm not going to just tell you, you know, what I like. I'm going to give it to you money-wise. If you got money, go ahead. You know the parlay cards that we all play? You know what I'm saying? You put down $20 or $10, you pick your five teams. I'm going to tell you, take New England minus 10.5 over Buffalo. If you don't do nothing else, okay? They're going to beat them by 2 touchdowns plus. I'm just letting you know. It's New England minus 10.5 over Buffalo. Okay, I'm about to give you another one. Nilly Neal, I know you don't like it, and I'm sure that Big Al Almighty, I ain't heard from him in a while, but Geno Lover, he's going down. State Tampa Bay minus 4.5 over the New York Jets. They're going to beat them. Hands down, they got them, okay? You ain't got to worry about that. You don't even know it. I'm going to tell you this right here. Houston, say Houston, if you got some money, go ahead and call your bookie or whoever you got to call on your parlay card or whatever. You go ahead and you say Houston minus 5.5 over San Diego. San Diego is horrible. I'm going to tell you that right now. They got no line. They got no receivers. Ryan Matthews is going to get hurt in warm-up, and it is what it is. That's all I can tell you. Hey, that's all I got.
I'm going
to go ahead and do Forrest Gump style. That's all I
got to
say about that.
And let me say this. Let me throw a stat out there. The last 5 Super Bowl champions that have played San Diego Chargers week 1 have went on and won the Super Bowl.
Can I say you this,
too?
Texans are going to win it all. You talk about putting your money in Vegas, the streets is talking. You better bet on Houston, baby. I do. I'm telling you. I'm in the streets.
Hey, can I give you this before I do the Texas two-step and side-step and leave everything alone? The over and under for the Atlanta Falcons versus New Orleans Saints is 56. If you don't take that over, you got to be a dummy. You Fred Sanford, you big dummy. Take the over. Take the over. Take the over, Nilly Neal. You tell me, dog. Take the over.
Yeah, I would on that one, too, man. I ain't going to lie, man. I got a couple couple games, man. I'm really interested in seeing what these Cowboys and Giants going to do, man. That's a big, as far as a division rival, man. That right there, man, is going to the direction of both of them teams' seasons, man. We're going to figure out if Cowboys for real or not. And then what's their money in Tony Romo, or should they just start it over? Or we're going to see if the Giants' offensive line going to hold up, man, if they keep Eli upright, man. And they got they just gave Cruz the money. They got Hakeem Nicks, who's in the contract here. So everybody on the Giants' side of football, man, has a lot of incentives to play for this year. They got Dave Wilson was a rookie last year, man, but now he gets to carry the load this year, man. So that's going to be interesting as well, man. But that's going to be a big game right there, man. That's a pick for me right there, man, because I like Tony Romo, man. I like the offense they got going on right now, man. I don't know what the defense is going to do. They got Mike Kiffin coming too big, but don't break defense. And these run back in the day, man. But I don't think they had a pass rushers, man, on both ends, man, to make that defense work like they did in Tampa. But that's another interesting game for me. In my last game, everybody's sleeping on this game, man, but, hey, this is going to be a really good game, man, and I'm really interested in seeing what both these teams got, man, what they're going to do for the future. The Rams and the Cardinals.
Oh!
Hey, that's going to be an interesting game, man. The Rams have taken a step forward as far as trying to reach out their offense and playing with explosive players, man, and Tavon Austin. They let Steven Jackson go, man, but they got to run it back by committee now. They got a couple new receivers over there, Chris Givens. You know, they just got Jared Cook. And they look good, man. And, they gave San Francisco a run for their money last year, man. San Francisco really lost to them dudes twice, man. But they settled for a tie, man, and they lost the other one, man. But I really think, man, the Rams are taking a step forward. The Cardinals, too, man. The Cardinals finally got a quarterback, man. They finally got somebody to throw the ball to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will have a real big year, man, fantasy-wise, man. They finally got somebody who can throw it to him consistently, man, and on time where he wants to dial and make some crazy catches that he always do. But the defense, man, if they can keep Patrick Peterson, man, you know, Patrick Peterson, he really owed me one, man. If he ain't get hurt, man, I would have won all the fantasy championship last year, man. Hey, we ain't going to talk about that, though. You know what I mean? We ain't going to talk about that, but you know,
Don't forget, they got the Honey Badger. I think he's going to have a big game this Sunday also. So watch out for the Honey Badger, number 32.
Yeah, man. That's funny you say that, man, because I just spoke with that dude last week on the show.
Go ahead and get him. Tell him how you feel about that, Neil.
Hey, man, I got to tell you how I feel about the dude, man. I wish we drafted him, man, because you know why? When you put all the tape, this dude makes plays. Every game, man. He's doing something,
every game.
A pass deflection here, a football. running the kick back to the 50-yard line. If not taking the back to the house, man, the dude making plays, even in the preseason. Man, you see him dude making sacks, coming off the edge, man, blitzing from the corner position, batting passes down, man, getting interceptions, man, doing whatever he's doing, man. The dude is a playmaker.
Man,
so,
right.
I like that what you said about Tyrann Mathieu, man. He's somebody who needs to keep an eye on this year, man. He's going to be a real diamond in the rough player, man, for the Cardinals this year, man. I think he's going to help them take another step forward, too.
That's what I'm talking about. OG, I know you out there in the world on the streets, baby. What's your two hot picks this Sunday or Monday?
Man, I'm going to go with – I like that Philadelphia-Washington game for some reason.
I want to see RG3.
It's his first game back. You know what I'm saying? I want to see how he look in his first game back. I want to see him go at it against Mike Vick. And not to mention that it's a division game, and it's Monday night, and it's Chip Kelly's first game also in the NFL. So that's a very intriguing game for me, just to check that game out, just to see where both of those teams are at the beginning of the year. And then another intriguing one, I want to see what Aaron Rodgers do against them 49ers, man. I want to see how he come back from last
that's
year. I want to see how he come back from the disappointing year last year he had. And then I want to see how Colin Kaepernick, you know, he didn't start the whole season last year, so I want to see how he does the entire season. So I want to see it from the jump off. So that's a very, very intriguing game to me. I want to see them Packers go at it. I know they've been mouthing off about Aaron Rodgers around the league a little bit. So I want to see how that plays out. And then all those guys, and to make it so bad, I think all those games with those quarterbacks are very intriguing to me too, with those good quarterbacks, because all those guys got a chance to sit back last night and just watch supposedly two of the premier quarterbacks go at it last night. So they got a chance to see Peyton Manning and see what he done. So I think these quarterbacks that's going to come out tomorrow, I think they're going to come out and, you know, try to match or outdo what Peyton Manning did last night. You know what I'm saying? So the quarterbacks, all those guys with those good quarterbacks, man, they're going to be very intriguing, man, especially Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what that guy come out the gate and do for all those guys.
Right. And I believe Drew Brees is another one of those quarterbacks who are going to, you know, try to match or exceed what Peyton Manning has done. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens this weekend. And, I'm surprised nobody mentioned Seattle. You know, Seattle has a nice game.
What we're going to do, we got to pay some bills. I know we're in the streets, but we got to pay rent. So when we come back from commercial, we're going to get T-Rose and Tree picks and get also a couple of mine. And then we're going to jump into the NCAA. Man, it's hot. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Hey, man, this song is dedicated to my sports officials, man. Fridays and Fridays, 9 p.m., baby. Let's do it. Let's go, bro.
Automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We ain't in beat. They think they singing me. But they ain't seen shit. Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Yeah. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. No. All in my zone, all on my own. Yeah. Open that pack, rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Don't kill my vibe, don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm
circles in the air for that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Full of semen. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
And all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women. One of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stun, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that. Fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a sheep out there swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clip or something faded.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Yeah! The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We got special guests, Neil and T Nick from the Sports Officials.
Don't forget about the OG Squad people.
Listen, I was getting ready to get to that. Hey, OG Star Keeper, I need you to start keeping score like you do with the officials, baby.
Hey,
you know what
check
I mean?
It out, though. Check it out, though. What you say, tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend? Man, hold up. Man, you got to show hospitality. You got company, man. You need a couple of girlfriends, man.
Hey,
let me tell you what the scorekeeper. Hey, his name ain't the scorekeeper for nothing, man, because he keeps score on what we're talking about. So if you're slacking what you're bringing, you get zero. You got to be on top of your game, man. Scorekeepers keep points. You know what I'm saying? He'll tell you in a heartbeat that, hey, you lost the argument, man. You ain't bringing it. You ain't bringing nothing to the table. He'll tell you in a heartbeat. You ain't bringing nothing to the table.
For real. Y'all said it, bro. Good show.
I love the show, dog. Man, I'm loving
it. The show, I'm loving it. we gonna let T-Row talk about his.
Oh, you gonna let me shout out on my two picks? I got the L Boogie. Hey, my two intriguing games this weekend, man. I must say that I really want to see what, like I was trying to say earlier, Seattle is on the road going to Carolina. And,
right.
You know, Russell Wilson against my
right.
dude Cam Newton.
That's
going to
be
like
a good matchup.
And I just want Cam Newton to get out of his funk. You know what I mean? And I think this year will be the year that he'll be able to get out the funk and show us exactly what, you know, what we saw the first year. You know what I mean? But I really like Russell Wilson. I like the Seattle defense. So it's kind of hard to say who's going to win that game, but I put my money on Seattle if I had to choose.
Hey, before you jump to
that
next one, Zero,
yes.
Before you jump to that next game right quick, you know, Cam, you know, the Browns' new head coach is Rob Gronkowski. You know, and Cam's rookie year, he was actually the first coach to introduce that old read option. You know, that's where Cam went nuts. He went stupid nuts on the whole league. You know, and of course it's a copycat league. So last year you had Kaepernick, you had Russell Wilson, and whoever else tried to run a re-option. You know, that's what it did. You know, and then everybody kind of adapted to what Cam and Chubb was doing that first half, and then Cam acted a fool. But I'm going to tell you, Cam got a new offensive coordinator this year. You know what I'm saying? He got a new offensive coordinator, and it's going to be interesting to see what he do this year. You know, did you hear that Steve Smith spoke out about last year saying that we didn't throw the ball as much as we want, as much as we should? You know, and being a wide receiver, you should say that, you know, because you want to work. You know, so it's going to be interesting, like you said, with Cam running that new offense, because it's not going to be the same offense he's been running. You know, it's not going to be that same offense. Now he's got to be that drop back passer. You know, and between him and Russell Wilson, I think Russell Wilson a better drop back passer than Cam is. He got a little bit more patience, you know. But as you said, though, that's going to be one hell of a game to watch, my brother.
It's going to be a good one. And my second one is my second intriguing game of the weekend is Minnesota at Detroit. Now, we have two superstars on each team. Megatron, who actually broke the record, Jerry Rice's record last year in receiving yards. And then we got Adrian Peterson on the other side, who came up nine yards shy of breaking the NFL record. So, you know, it's going to be very intriguing, and I love everything that's going on, and I just can't wait to see those two games because, you know, Matthew Stafford is going to put that ball in Megatron's hands, and in Minnesota, they just going to be, you know, giving it to Adrian Peterson and letting him do his thing. Poor old Christian Pond, I hope you can complete at least 60% of your passes so that way Adrian Peterson can do his thing. And then big shout-out to McKinfolk, who played for the Minnesota Vikings. Number 30, Greg McCoy, to be looking out for the Kinfolk playing on the field and getting it in. But those are my two intriguing games for the weekend. L Boogie, who you got on your list?
Man, you know, I'm here, and I want to let you guys know what's going to be intriguing for me. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you good.
I want it. My intriguing game is Tennessee against Pittsburgh. Reason being, Pittsburgh did not win a game in the preseason. And I really want to see how they do regular season. Remember the year 2004 when they did not win a preseason game. They went on and were part of the 16% that went to the playoffs and won the Super Bowl. So 16% of teams who haven't won a preseason game go on to the playoffs. They were part of that 16% with Coach Tomlin. I think he's a hell of a coach. But I want to see what this guy Chris Johnson does because he said that he was better than AP. So why not come out against, you know, a great stout defense, supposedly, and see what you got. And then another game, Terrell Pryor. He gets a chance. Didn't we all want a chance? We all wanted to see. Man, why don't we get to Russ? Well, now he's with the Raiders. And so let's see if Terrell can do what he do. And let's not forget, the other guy on the other side of the ball, he wants to show him up. No, let's not forget that. He can't play defense to get him, but he want to outshine my dude Andrew Luck. So we'll see about that. And my last one before we go on to the asylum. Atlanta and New Orleans.
Take that over.
Let me say this about the ATL. They nothing but NBG. Nothing but garbage. You think that you're going to do something this year, Atlanta? I know you listen to Julio, my agent or your agent.
But you think you're
going to do something this year? I don't think so. I got New Orleans in a blowout.
In a blowout?
A blowout, Boogie?
Ooh, you said Atlanta Blaze on that one.
Call the score, Boogie.
Call the score, Boogie.
You got Miss going crazy right now.
Can you hear me now?
Buddy Miss ain't going for that one, boy.
Call the score, Boogie. Hello?
Call the score.
I think I went out.
You in, folks.
T-Nick, you there?
Yeah, we here, man. Call the score.
Man, the streets done took us under. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you.
We hear you, buddy.
Wow. We're going to try to get into the asylum right quick.
T-Ro, help him out and get into the asylum, brother.
If we can't get into the asylum, let's go on. I'm going to talk about the NCAA in 1 second.
You're going to talk about me? What's that? What's that call?
If you
want
to try to get in,
watermelon?
347-855-8896 or www.blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, streets is talking. Man, we hot. We got the sports officials tuning in live. Oh, man. We're going to see if some callers can get in and try to talk to us and see what's going on.
Well, somebody getting a haircut back here in the back room.
No, that's what it sounds like.
Can you hear me? We live.
Somebody cut the grab.
Somebody get a
haircut. The honey badge right here in Arizona.
We hear you, brother.
And we did what we always do. Carson Palmer, back. Yeah.
Somebody got that icky.
Yeah, I work on that connect.
Streets is talking, T-Ro.
Can you hear me
now? Y'all about to mess around, mate.
Well, let's talk about the NCAA. They have three players, former NCAA players, have filed a lawsuit in Chattanooga, Tennessee, about the situation on concussions. Now, two players played at Tennessee from 2007 to 2011. One player back in 1972 to 1976, he went to North Carolina State. They're filing a class action lawsuit in federal court saying that the NCAA failed to educate them about the risk of concussions and how you prevent them and diagnose and treat them for brain damage. So my question to the panel, T. Nick.
Yes, sir.
What do you think? What do you think about that? Filing a lawsuit against the NCAA. Do you agree with that? What's your take?
But can I say this first? If the NCAA and this goes to the courts of the NCAA, next thing you know, it's going to be the high school kids who couldn't make it to college, and then it's going to go down to the little league kids who couldn't make it to high school. I mean, it's just going to go on and on and on. And I'm going to pose a question to you like I did to Neil, okay? I did it to Neil on our past show this past Sunday. If I went to Home Depot and I bought me a shovel and I hit myself in the head 2, 3, 4, 5 times and got a concussion, and then went back to Home Depot and said, I didn't know if I hit myself upside the head 3, 4, 5 times with this shovel, I was going to get a concussion. So I'm about to sue you rat bastards. Come on, man. I'm going to take it to old Monday Night Football countdown that we're going to see this Monday. Come on, man. Nilly Neil, I know how you feel about the NCAA. You know, you always say it's chicken and watermelon. Chicken and watermelon, you know what I'm saying, other than caviar and wine. So I'll let you tell Boogie how you feel about it, because I'm going to side with the old, you know what you was getting into before you got into it. But you can go ahead and tell them how you feel, because it's a whole different side than what I feel like.
Well, first of all,
I'm pulling for the players because you know how I feel about the NCAA. I hope they hammer their ass.
Of course. I hope
they get the $755 million settlement just like the NFL players do. But at the same time, man, you know, college football I've been playing for a long time now. I'm talking about like starting from the 1800s. You know what I mean? So most players know what they're getting into, man. When you put that helmet on, man, you know what I mean? When you get out on that practice field, you know what I mean? So my thing is, if you get a concussion or you feel the effects of it, I mean, I feel like the NCAA should definitely educate you on it, but they also should let you know your risks and rewards of it from, you know, for future references. Like, say, put like this. Say I'm good enough to go to Alabama, you know, number one school in the country, you know what I mean? And they tell me I'm going to play running back. You know, running back is a heavy load there. So if I'm going to play there for 3-4 years, I got to understand that when they recruit me, now Nick Saban got to tell me, hey, now look, son, when you get here, it's going to be a good chance. It's going to be a good chance, man, that you're going to bust your head a couple times, man. You know what I mean? But you got the skills to be the running back that we need here, man. You can be a star and go into the NFL. You know what I mean? Hey, that's a lot of kids going to take, you know what I mean? But
right.
That's it. But at the same time, you know, they got to let them know that, you know what I mean? So, but do I think they held negligent? I don't think so. Not in this case, man, because like I said, man, college football played for hundreds of years now, man, for tens of hundreds of years now, man, and the guys seem to be fine, man, and I think, I mean, some of the lawsuits are going a little bit too far, man, because, and let me talk with this one, man. I know this is a little bit personal for me, man. This might shut my night down after this, you know what I mean? College football on the PlayStation 3 is my favorite game in the whole wide world. Anybody who know me know I'm at Walmart or GameStop at midnight. You know what I mean? The day before when that game
right.
come out. I'm that
you
guy.
Got my kids hooked on that.
Yeah, I'm that guy. You know what I mean? Ever since like 1999, 2000, when the game first came out. Now, Errol Bannon and a couple other players, man, just filed a lawsuit, man, against the NCAA. And now it's going to federal court, you know what I mean? Some similar to the concussion cases, man, but, you know, it's a little bit different note, but you're on the same page. Now, put it like this. You know, my likeness was taken and put it on the game as well, you know, and I had an argument on my show about this as well, and I kind of got upset about it. But the trade-off is, goddamn, hey, EA Sports has to cancel college football because of this lawsuit. Now, there won't be any more college football games anymore. This 14 games.
Oh,
left.
Man.
Yeah, it's last one.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, man. But all the major conferences pulled their names out of the game, SEC, ACC, all Pac-12, all their names off of the game, man, because of this lawsuit that they're filing for you know, this
class
has a lawsuit for Ed O'Bannon and all
the
players talking about
that,
you know, they
played
the game.
Neil, can I ask you a question right quick before you go on? So, this is going to turn into, remember back in the day when we had the old school wrestling with King Slender and the Cobra Commander and all them?
We're not going to have
the name brand dudes. We're going to have the generic dudes.
We're going to see Booty Butt Cheek Steak versus.
Listen to this.
The streets is talking, man. And listen to this, man. You knew, just like the mob, you knew what you signed up for.
Thank you.
It's like you keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Hold on.
This is what you do. You take a 4-5, black. It's over with. You said it. They whack. You as the youth and as a support system need to understand only 13% of you go to the NFL. So what are you trying to get out of this? You keep your enemies closer. The NCAA is the enemy. So what you do, you welcome. You get that old college degree for free on them.
Because at the end of the day, when you twist your ankle, you break your ankle. We know we've all played before. You ice it up. They might operate on it for on them, but after 4 years, it's over with. Black, black, you're whack. You keep your enemies closer. Man, on that note, we going to go to the asylum. Bro, who we got coming in first, man?
Oh, man, you know we got a man. We got a person in the asylum who's been holding on diligently, man. Straight from the T-Town, been ready to talk his piece. You know what I'm saying? So we got Big Brother Oomph on the line. Big Brother Oomph, you with us, baby?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Man, welcome to the Streets Is Talking, man. You on the Streets Is Talking with the sports officials, man. So it's really going down on this hot Friday evening, man. So what's on your mind, Oomph? I know you done heard a lot of topics. Talk to us. What's going down?
I'm here to start some controversy.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Oomph. I'm here to start some controversy.
Turn it off, baby.
Man, one thing about it is, man, if you think Atlanta about to lay down this first week, L Boogie, if you think Atlanta about to lay down to New Orleans this first week, yeah, man, I'm taking all bets. Hey, that's cool. Hey, listen, another thing is, I'm riding with Cleveland. So who ain't made ride with Cleveland, I'm taking all bets.
Off the shelf, baby.
I ain't worried about the point spread. I don't need no points. I don't need no help. I'm taking Cleveland. And man, cause the streets is talking, man, and I'm gonna be so honest with y'all, man. This is real shit. I mean, real, man, this is real stuff, man.
You good?
Last week, I was 7-0 when it came to NCAA with the point spreads. I'm taking South Carolina over Georgia.
You goddamn right.
You better.
Over Georgia.
Goddamn right.
And last week.
Hey, wait a minute. They're playing in Atlanta, though, right? They're playing in Atlanta.
I don't care where they play at. I'm taking Atlanta, and I'm taking all bets.
So make sure I'm gonna give you my bank number, man, so you can wire me that money, off.
Hey, listen, man. We can green dollar it. We can do money wire, money gram. We can do whatever you want to, man. I know where people stay. I chop it off your L.
Hold on. Let me ask you something, brother. You know, I'm down there, and I only take cash or money order. So let me ask you something. Down here, the folks are scared of going to New Orleans because they went to New Orleans after Katrina hit, and they got their head bust. Now they got to go to New Orleans when old Sean Payton come back, okay, after the bounty and everything else. They feel like the league is setting them up. So are you telling me, straight up and down, ATL is going to take out the Saints? Because me personally, I don't believe you. You need more people. That's the way I feel. So you tell me straight up and down.
Hey,
they got no defense. That's how you feel, Oomph?
Listen, that's cool. I'm with you on that. I'm with you. I ain't against you. But one thing is, if you need more people, all you got to do is say bet, your brother. And it's a bet. I don't believe you.
We're not all official. We're official.
Man, the streets is talking, and I'm here to start controversy. And I don't believe tomorrow at 12 o'clock when Miami play Florida, I don't believe them hands going to be clapping so loud.
Oh, uh-oh. Who you with?
Like Miami?
I like the Hurricanes.
You're damn right, Omar. I'm with you too, dog. I'm with you too.
I don't think them hands going to be clapping.
Hold on. Like my man Lee Corso would say on ESPN, not so fast, my friend. Miami,
hold up.
Like my man Maryland's girlfriend before he got whacked. Wait a minute.
Goddamn, man.
Miami's coach, Mr. Golden, he's not like McDonald's. He's not. He doesn't have the golden arches. They will go down tomorrow because it's not the U. They need a crooked coach. You can't have a straight-up guy running the U. Are you kidding me?
Can I touch on this just a second as a U fan? As a U fan since the 80s. Just a second. As a U fan since the 80s. Boogie, on Boogie Hand, you damn right. We got to have a side coach as we go a little bit on the side, like, Ninja, this is what we're going to do right here. You know how I roll, Scorekeith. Nearly near, y'all know how I roll. You know what I'm saying? You know, I am the UD. You know, I'm green and orange. Even though I'm from the old Buckeye State, I'm green and orange, dog. When we play Old State in the championship game, I roll with them Canes. And on Saturday.
This is what the U need right here.
We don't need nothing. We'll talk about them later.
They need another Shapiro. They need an Uncle Lou. They need another local Miami rapper, man, to sponsor the players, man, so they can play better.
Right. All
right. Rick Ross needs to step up, man. Ross needs to show up there, man. Lil Wayne. He's taking the boys over the rainbow.
Y'all man, what's the 20s on their ride? And then the 20s on their ride.
Let me ask you this. One more game on the marquee since we're going to stay on NCAA. Indiana and Michigan. Chip,
Notre Dame, not Indiana.
It's Notre Dame and Michigan, and
I'm sorry.
I'm an Ohio State fan, and I'm telling you this. I'm going to tell you why I'm going for Michigan tomorrow. Because they just went up here and dropped my boys one spot. So if Michigan go inside Ohio State later on this year, or we go inside Michigan, and them boys is undefeated, they're going to boost our rate up. All right, so I'm going with Michigan tomorrow, man. The streets is talking. I'm going with Michigan tomorrow to beat Notre Dame. I believe they need that ghosting, boy. I don't believe that defense going to hold up. I'm taking Michigan all bet.
Oh, man. There you have it.
Streets
taking bets,
boy. I thought
he
want that money, homie.
Yeah, he want that money. Wide transfers only.
What's your own dog?
I like Michigan.
What are you?
I like Michigan. The streets is talking. I like Michigan. I like South Carolina. And I like Miami. If there's any non-believers in the house,
put your money up.
You take it all.
Man, y'all got somebody back there right now, man. Just keep a record to this, man. Old Pamashai.
No doubt.
I'm telling y'all, I like Miami tomorrow. I like South Carolina to blow out Georgia. And I like Michigan to do their thing.
That's what we talk about, old. Hey, we appreciate the love, man. We thank you for being in the asylum with us, man. It's hot, man. We got some other callers to get to. Hey, man, you know, on Monday, you got to call back in because, you know, the hot report is coming out on Monday. You know what I mean?
I'll be here live and direct at 9 o'clock. The streets talking, man.
Hey, Boogie, tell them what to do.
Good,
tell a friend to tell a friend. And in this case, tell lots of girlfriends.
Be good, be good, baby. Be good,
I ain't going nowhere.
Man.
Hey, you know what, man? While we in the asylum, man, we got to keep it jumping, man. You know we got to go to the big brother T-Mac out there in the C-Town also. Hey, big brother, help. Barbara, help. I see you, baby. Hold the line. We got you. Hey, big brother T-Mac, you on the line with the streets and the sports official?
Hey, this one.
Big brother D-Mac, you on with us?
What's up, fam? How y'all doing?
Well, oh, man, you got the official.
You got the Streets Is Talking. It's so hot in here, man. I'm gonna need a fan, and I got the ceiling fan going on high.
Hey, I had to turn on the air conditioner, man. This show is so hot, man. Y'all done changed the game up, man.
Appreciate that, brother.
What I'm talking about.
Appreciate it. Appreciate that, brother.
So, D-Mac, give us your overview, man. What's on your mind, man? Blow your whistle. What's going on?
Man, that dude that y'all just had call in, man. Come on, man.
He's right down there on 93rd and Hub. He's in our hometown.
I'm going to have to link up with him or something, man. He a gambler, man. I want some of that money. He giving it away.
No.
Man, it's so much, big bro. I mean, hit me with something, man. I mean, man, y'all on fire, man.
First of all, let's go to your hometown, the Browns and the Dolphins. What do you think?
Man, we going to pull it out, but it ain't going to be no blowout. You know what I'm saying? We going to win by 3.7 points, but I think it's going to be a good game.
As usual, they're going to put they just, you know, one thing about the Browns, what they do sometimes, as we all know, they just give the game away. You think with the new coach, they're going to win those close ball games this year? Sometimes we just give them away.
Man, we ain't giving no games away. I'm going to be down in the Muni lot at 8 o'clock, man. We're going to be barbecuing and everything, man. Dog, balls, and whole nine.
Jesus, dog. Let me ask you about the Monday night game. You got Philly and Washington. You got RG3 coming back from ACL. You got Michael Vick with this new offense with, you know, Chip Kelly at the helm. What do you think about that game?
Man, everybody going to be tuned in to see those dudes, man, to see what they do, man. We didn't get to see them go in it last year, man, so this is going to be big, man. I think RG3 going to be favoring that knee, and I think Mike Vick going to have a big year, man. That's my sleeper team in the NFC, man. I think Mike Vick and them going to come out, and, you know, he going to do what he do, man, but it's going to be big, man. It's going to be big to see those, you know, two black quarterbacks going at it, man, and doing their thing, man. I'm really looking forward to that.
Did Peyton Manning make you forget about Von Miller's six-game suspension last night with seven touchdowns?
Hey, man, your boy PM came out and set the pace, baby.
Damn, yeah, I like man. That. I ain't heard that one yet.
Hey, he is back. That dude is back, man. You better watch out for Denver. PM came and did his thing. But, hey, you know my boy Drew Brees? He going to compete, dog. He probably going to throw for 8 touchdowns, 600 yards, man. Watch and see. But
so you got
PM set the pace, though.
Definitely set the pace.
You got New Orleans.
He set the tone.
You got New Orleans bumping off Atlanta by...
Man, that's my favorite team, Boo Meeks. I love New Orleans, man. I love them, dog. Drew Brees, my favorite quarterback, man.
Talk about it.
Well, I know you been to work. I know you work out and out for their defense. Cause right. NBG.
I can't hear you, Em. You going in and out.
He was talking about the Saints defense. What he was telling you was,
L. Boogie said he was number NBG, number garbage.
Right.
He said who nothing but garbage?
The defense.
The Saints defense.
Man, they won a Super Bowl with that defense.
Hold on.
Their defense was not ranked in the top 10, and they won a Super Bowl because of their offense and their coaching.
Let me tell you this about their defense. Their defense was sort of
very opportunistic. He said the defense is like the Green Bay Packers defense is very optimistic.
And listen to this. Listen to this. Dan Marley, no. They didn't have Dan Sharper. They did not have, they do not have Dan Sharper, the guy who was the quarterback back there. Very important. They don't have that safety.
Hey, Buggy.
Now, how you gonna sit up here and say New Orleans gonna sit up here and blow Atlanta out, and now you sitting up here hating on them? Man, you go ahead and skip, baby.
Man,
go back.
Go
blow some clouds, man.
Hey,
the trees is
dropping.
That's
what Greg Williams was their defensive coordinator back then.
Right, and if New Orleans defense is bad, what do you think I think about a win?
Even worse.
Okay. Hey, you going on last year. This is a new year.
I saw him in the preseason. Preseason don't count. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And there you have it. This streets is
calling.
Hey, D-Max. Man, you know what it is, man. We appreciate the love, man. We got to pay some bills. You know what it is,
hey,
man. And on
hey,
Monday.
I'm trying to get them young juveniles in there for y'all, man.
Oh, man, you
get them on in.
Yeah, we need the UGC to call on in and get it ready. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I love y'all guys. Fellas, I'm going to check y'all show out Sunday, man. And I'm going to try to get in, man. I love y'all, man.
Appreciate it. Hey, let me keep down there, too, man.
Keep doing y'all things, fellas. Keep grinding.
Appreciate the work you down there, man.
Yeah, buddy, that's what I'm talking about, man. We're going to pay some bills real quick. It's the sports official. It's the streets is talking. Man, we all hot. You know what I'm saying? When we come back, we're going to put the barber in. Hell, I see you, baby.
Let's go.
What they talking about.
We're going to
start throwing this shit out every week, man. Niggas from the side watching, huh? Got $100,000 in my side pocket. All the hustlers love it. No, I see the lane. Throw that big bad give boy. Me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Throw that bitch give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Throw that bitch give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Face down. Ass up. Pull up in that spaceship.
Yeah.
With that top down.
Down.
Bitch pass out. Chain light up.
Light
they
up.
Black out.
Blame.
I'm like, ha. Ocho Cinco, that's a head banger.
Bang.
I see a bitch looking thirsty, told her gum, drink up my head, huh? That new nigga, and what? Shorty got that Ocho, good head,
yeah.
And what?
I'm like,
a
boy, baby.
Let's go. All I got, bitches, is pipe, water,
water, water.
I done came
hey,
up overnight.
Look,
order,
she gave me head to my leg,
yeah.
She gave me the brain, but that doesn't explain why these lanes be loving the cup and these bitches. I don't know shit about them, but they head shake. Yeah, fuck that pussy till her leg break. Bustin', got a dirty double, another brown thing waiting in the room like an egg crate. B-A-D.
B-A-D.
Boy, ho. And I got B-A-D. Bitches for my boys, y'all treat them like royal servant. Black suburban, swerving through the hood, getting head like turd. And he job a good job, so she got a blowjob. Sucking it from 9 to 5, that bitch work. Kills.
I see you niggas from the sidewalk, huh? Got $100,000 in my side pocket, huh? All the hustlers love it. No, I see the leg, huh?
Don't
let bitch give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Don't let bitch give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Don't let bitch give me head.
Man, I say pimps up,
pimps up.
Hold down,
hold
come
down.
On. I say that to say that I only recognize these bitches when they
lift
up,
lift
or from
up.
The nose down.
Yeah.
I kind of nose down, then watch
come
it go
on.
Down.
Woo.
Let's go.
Woo.
Bitch, I'm cold as ice,
water,
ice. Wanna put the Get weight down your throat into your ice water. Go. Let me get that for you. Your mama, cause you working. Work. The way you twerking, you can fuck around and get a burger. She like to crack the goods down the middle, drop a perfect. Let me fuck her in the telly, scream her open up the curtains like. You know French cut, she got on French cut. Yeah. I don't French kiss, I let my friends cut. Me and Red in an all red bench truck.
I told Lowe to get good head while I'm chauffeured. Mama told me get a nice girl with a good head on her shoulders. Shake down.
Shake down.
Came up on them back blocks. Her face on my belt buckle. That's what I call lack time. Side niggas from the side watching. Guess they got a side view. Puff got me in this penthouse. That's my view. That's my crew. That's Johnny. So she could come, boss. And her first choice was the number one boss.
Fire. Niggas from the side watch.
Hey, yo, hold on. Hold on. Stop the music. Let me get some of this.
Yo, bitch. I'm a motherfucking living legend. I'm about to send these niggas through their fifth depression. And my ass is niggas speaking silly. I can stand on the mountains and the streets to
feel me. Feel
the rush of that bad boy. OBG, that OG, don't OD, cause that's bad boy.
Man, the streets is talking for a talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, special edition. I'm your host, L Boogie. And you know I got my man Jewel the G and T-Row. But we got special guests tonight, people. Special guests in the asylum. They done got a furlough pass to come back to jail. Are you kidding me? You come get in the streets, man. They done put the orange on, man. You know what I mean? I got my man, the coach, T. Nick. I got Nilly Neal. I got Mitch. You know what I mean? No doubt, and not last but not least, I got my man, the OG scorekeeper, who keeping score for us tonight, man. It's going down. You hear me?
Keeping score. It's close. It's close, man. And Nilly Neal, where you at, baby? You up there too, baby. It's close, baby. I'm keeping it close, baby.
That's what it do.
Close, baby.
You know, I get buckets, baby.
Hey, fellas, while we keeping the asylum hot, man, you know, we got to jump back into it while it's hot, man, and boiling. So we going to go in and jump back into the asylum, man, and we got a special guest on the line, man, checking in with us. Straight from the barber shop. Wouldn't you know,
man.
We got a barber in the house. What's the deal, baby?
Boy, what's up going on? What's it going on? Heaven know, man. How's everybody doing, man? I appreciate y'all.
Can I give him
an official introduction? He is the official barber for the sports official. He do it all. He do braids. He do waves. He cut you up with the straight fade. He do it all, dog. That's what he is. How you doing, brother? I'm here to say what's up to everybody, man. I'm just in here listening to y'all talking about this football coming up out of Grotto.
Hey, but man, listen, let me tell you something. Boy, that preseason ain't nothing to watch. Man, we sitting down here watching this Atlanta team. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be like a fairy tale. They're going to be down here screaming, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. They done gave me a exterior line, boy. You better keep your pockets tight. Talking about down here. Another thing about that Atlanta team, they don't have no more defense. They don't have no defense, man. These years switch up year to year, so it's hard to really kind of put some money down on that first year. Rob Ryan is down there in New Orleans. No, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that where he landed at?
Mm-hmm.
His last year?
One
of the Ryan brothers? Boy, I like that. Both of them on the hot seat. They both on their way out the league. But let me ask y'all about this, though, because this is what I kind of like. You know, a lot of people watching in San Francisco, this is one of those intriguing games to me. This San Francisco-Green Bay game, and I know my dude T-Nick is on the Packers team. But,
hold on. Not just me. Boogie is too, dog. We go,
hey,
Pat, go. That's what we do.
I want to see what happens. I hate that I have to say this, but $66 million dollars just went to Clay Matthews. And he's not crowned. But he about to get out there and make something happen. They done switched some rules up, man. That re-option, they're going to go back there and hit some quarterback. And what is San Francisco going to do If Kaepernick gets the wind knocked out of him, I can't wait to see
it's
that.
Over with.
Colt McCoy is not
over
to come in do nothing but some negative yards. Look at they stats on the end of the year. They about to have negative yards when Colt McCoy come in there. That's going to be cool. That's
Let me tell you something about Colt McCoy, Nev. If you ain't hip to my allergies, NBG, nothing but garbage. Also,
you know what that is.
Also, he's B.O.B., a bag of bones. Remember the national championship game against Alabama? It started there. If he gets hurt, think about it. We'll put Vernon Davis at quarterback.
Boy, tell it like it is. Tell it like it is, Boogie. Hey, man, I love you on this show, man. I'll be checking you out, too, man. I'll be hearing what you be saying. Nothing but garbage and a bag of bones. That's what we agree on. Because I need Trent Richardson to do something. If he run up in that hole and do the icky shuffle,
there you go.
He go up in there and do the icky shuffle, I'm going to have a problem.
There you go.
And this Miami-Cleveland game, it's going to be good because we about to see who is the third best quarterback out of that draft. We about to see. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be Weedy Weed or is it going to be Tannehill?
Right.
That's going to be a good matchup. That's going to be a safe matchup. I don't think it's going to go hard either way. But I do think the Browns will pull it out. You know what I'm saying? I like the Browns in that game. And I like what they're saying about South Carolina, man. That's something to watch, man. This Clowney kid, they've been talking about him. They've been laying back on him.
And he's
a little bit salty about that. So I kind of feel like they're going to jump out. But one more thing that's really on my mind. Boogie, it's a lot of stuff we agreed on. A lot of stuff. Everything like that. But you told me Florida State was nothing but garbage.
Right.
I thought this baby kid go down here and put up a masterpiece. it was against a lower-ranked team. But, boy, you got to look forward to with that Florida State team. I think that kid going to develop into something real nice.
We're a year away.
See, this year we got a red-shirt freshman.
Wait till we get to getting up in that conference and we get to playing Clemson and, you know, some teams that can play. I just don't see us contending this year. Yes, we got talent, but I think we're a year away. That's why I think we're nothing but garbage. Nothing to garbage but me is we're gonna go 7-5.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
That's what it does. Hey, but boy, I love y'all, man. I like how y'all putting together everybody on the show, man. Y'all keep it going, man. Keep it moving. Have a note.
Man, we appreciate it. Big brother, I appreciate the love, baby.
Hold on. But Nev, don't forget. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot
tell
of girlfriends.
Let me say one other thing, man. I love you, OG. Hold on, help.
Okay, say that again, Health, my bad.
Hey, I was just saying, man, there's one other thing, man, just for y'all that don't know, man. When we be coming on and we say heaven knows, it's because we don't like to use the word hell in our greetings. But we done substituted that hell for heaven in there, and that's how we rock with, brother. It's in our heart. But y'all praise the Lord, man. Y'all keep it real, man.
I love that. No doubt. That's the big brother, Health. You know what I'm saying? The official barber. You know what I mean? We know
what the hell stands for now. We know.
Hey, guys, listen. Go ahead. Hold on one second, T.
Let me say this. I want to get y'all going right quick, and we're going to elaborate on that. The drug situation with J.R. Smith, he was suspended 5 games, man. What y'all think about that? Give it to me, man. Talk to you about that. You just bought the armored truck, man. You got to see that.
First of all, he a knucklehead. Real bad boy.
Yeah, you seen that coming.
Biggie told him that. Biggie already told you that. Real bad boys moving silence, okay? So he only, let's just say this. He been suspended 5 games. They play 82 games in the NBA. So it's not like he in the NFL, okay? So he been suspended, let's break it down percentage, 16.4% of his salary has been taken away from him. And we're going to say that's $218,292. But what the boy make? The boy makes 17 point plus. So that $218,000 ain't nothing. So that's just like, Boogie, I'm telling you, okay, you stepped on my Jordans, you got $17. Give me $2.18. You know what I'm saying? For real? For real, for real? For real, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? He a renegade. You heard the Jay-Z and Eminem song. He's a renegade. He heard the song. He's a renegade, man. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So if you telling me, I got 82 games to play, and you're going to suspend me for 5, but guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to show you the 5 best suits I got in my closet. That's what I'm going to show you. That's what I'm going to show you. And we ain't going to even say David Stern, because Stern ain't there no more. We're going to call him New Booty. I ain't even say his name no more. We're going to call him New Booty, because he's New Booty right now. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're doing right now. And if I may, if I can, if I will, I'm going to touch back on our barber, Mr. Nigel. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about the Falcons. And no, and he know, because he got all the AT aliens coming in his barbershop and everything. And he was like, what he was saying was, you're not a pimp, you a fairy. He went back, T-Ro, he went back to your boy days. You know what I'm saying? He went back to Pimp C. You ain't a pimp, you a fairy. You know what I'm saying? That's what he did. He went back and he tried to tell them. Come on, man. It is what it is. But for real, Bookie, J.R. Smith, 5 games out of 82, nilly-nil. Tell the real nilly-nil. You got 82 games, and you only suspended 5? How much green you going to blow, brother? How much green you going to blow?
That 5 games right there, let me know that's all the world was from green. You know what I mean? They're trying to weasel out the league, you know what I mean? Say it in so many words. But, yeah, man, he's the first guy, man, and they're gonna make an example out that dude, man. One, because you know everybody know he's a knucklehead.
Right, he's a dumb guy, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, come on, too. Everybody in the league, smoke. We all right. Know somebody who played in the league. We know somebody who knows somebody. Everybody got a story about somebody who smoked weed in the NBA. I mean, it's true. I mean, it's the culture. I mean, not saying it's good or bad, but it's what they do. You know what I mean?
That's what we do.
Everybody who knows us know that. You know what I'm saying? But like I'm saying, though, that's what them boys do, man. You know what I mean? With the real high green. I don't think we on them boys' level when it comes to their green.
No, we on
their
level.
OG. OG.
That's why I showed up on them.
OG, you keep the score out there. Kill me, man.
Keep his score, baby. Hey, that guy, he's a dumb guy, man. I don't really want to say that, but, you know, he just bought a vehicle, man, that's used just consistently in war, you know, that you can't even drive on regular streets, you know what I'm saying? So you can kind of see these kind of things coming with this guy, you know what I'm saying? It's like he want to be something that he's not, you know what I'm saying? Just stay shooting hoop, man, and just let hoop take its course, you know what I'm saying? Leave everything else. To the cat that's doing stuff for real, you know what I'm saying? Lead the street stuff to the street cat, you know what I'm saying? Keep it moving, man. Just shoot hoops. So you can kind of see this coming with this guy, man. This guy's a knucklehead, like they said, man. He's dumb, man. He's on the slow side, man. So I don't know if he's a wannabe or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, though. You know, so you'll see a lot of little things coming from that guy, man. So just keep watching. Keep watching.
Hey, OG, let me ask you this. What kind of car did he got? I know he got like a military truck, like a army tank on wheels?
Yes, armored truck, right. Where is he driving to? Like those type of vehicles, from my understanding, you know what I'm saying, that my man Hef was telling me about, you don't park those kind of vehicles. Once those vehicles start running and start going, they keep going. You know what I'm saying? To the target, to the mission is complete. You know what I'm saying? To the city is destroyed or whatever they're doing with it. You know what I'm saying? What
right.
you just going to do with it? He driving it, pulling up the valet and parking it? Like, what you about to do with this vehicle, man? So that just says a lot right there just about his mentality. You know what I'm saying? He probably heard it in a song or something, you know what I'm saying, and went and did it. You know what I'm saying? Let them cats that's really doing things do their thing, man. Leave that to them cats. You know what I'm saying? It's serious
right.
out here. The streets is talking for real. The streets really be talking. You know, hit the streets. The streets really be talking. You know what I'm saying? That concrete really talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when you go out by something stupid as that.
Oh, yeah, and then it don't budge. It don't budge, man. It ain't no give in that concrete. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't no budge. You know what I'm saying?
Already.
Already.
Now, fellas, check this out. Lamar
yes,
Odom, this week, Lamar Odom on what, Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday. Lamar
yeah,
Odom checked himself into a drug and alcohol facility. And on Thursday, he walked out. What the hell was that like, man?
No publicity is bad publicity, man.
Can I tell you what it is? What it is he is trying to tell us don't no drug got control over him. No drug. None whatsoever. No drug. That's what he's saying. I can quit anytime I want. Nothing got control over me. Let me tell you something. Let me tell the streets talking. The streets are gonna talk, right? Let me tell y'all something. I haven't smoked bud in 5-6 years, something like that. If I blow it right now, y'all gonna have to pick me up and carry me to my wife, dog. I'll be for real.
Street.
Tolerance is done. It's done. It's nothing. But him, you got a quote unquote unidentified drug dealer who said he sold you 16 stacks, and for the masses who don't understand, that $16,000 of cocaine? Seriously? Are you for real? You telling me that? That's what you're telling me, right?
Have a break!
he watched him smoke a woo-woo, a fatty, a geek joint, whatever you want to call it. He rolled some weed and sprinkled some cocaine on top of it for the masses that don't understand. Before a game, that's what he did. Are you serious? First of all, I'm going to tell you like I told my wife. If I'm married to a Kardashian, I may do the same thing. Just for real. For real. You know what I'm saying? Just
clean
up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Oh,
being one of those.
He was doing
one
that.
Of
he been doing.
But being on the brother's side, being on our side, man, you know what I'm saying? We didn't see the whole crack is whack. And OG will tell you, man, we've been through the old 80s era, the Reagan era. All of us been through that, man. Hey, we ain't about to put no lips on the pipe. You're not about to sprinkle no dust on my... You ain't about to sprinkle no dust on top of my green. You know what I'm saying? If I was still on the green, it's the green. That's it. Nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Nothing else.
Right.
You know, but if that's what you do, that's what you do. You know, but when you walk into a drug rehab and only serve one day and then walk out, that means you don't want no help. That means you good
right.
what you want to do. You want to be a crackhead. It's all good. Got no problem.
Let me come in there one time, man. See, that way he messed up in the first place, man. He graduated from the green to green, man. She just stayed in school, man. You know what I mean?
He
cool. Everybody's life always messed up. Man, wait. Once you cross that line, bro, they ain't turning back, man. Go ahead. Let me say this.
Remember this song by Cameo. Tastes like candy.
Ow.
I love it. Where's that wall? I love it. Where's that dog? Boy,
candy. That was Jack, baby. I'm telling you.
And listen to this. And we all know it. We've been there. The streets is talking. We'd have been there. Remember this. If you're not a fiend, and you're the drug dealer, remember, to wean you off the dope too, there's step 3. It's called denial.
You have to stop denial. It's a 12-step program.
Right.
And if you've been in the streets like we have, you know after 30 days you get a little coin, and it's the serenity prayer. And if you want to say that with me, God grants me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. See, I was in that program.
Hallelujah.
Lamar, come holler at me, baby. I'll be your sponsor.
Hey. Hey, remember though, he had got caught up back when I think he was playing. I think it was for the Clippers or something. He had got caught up before. Yeah, he had got caught up before. You know, so the guy been dipping in the sugar can. You know what I'm saying? He's been dipping. You know what I'm saying? He's a dipper. He's a dipper.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
For me,
it is what it is.
For me,
and right now,
older man, I just feel like I thought that by him checking into the drug and alcohol program, that would help him guide his way back towards the Lakers. But
right, get another job.
And after this, I don't even know. Let me ask you guys this, and L Boogie, I'm going to start with you. Does this finish off Lamar's career? Because you know he only wants to be a Laker. Is it over for him now?
When I think of Lamar Odom, I think of Roy Tarpley for your Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. Boy, you should have hit it any harder.
I think that Lamar Odom is done in the league. He's going to perish off into Europe, and he's going to go over there and play and try to collect some checks. Because we all know, when you're spending your hard money on drugs, sex, you won't have any after 7 years. He'll really be driving cabs. Because he already looked like a cab driver. So he'll really
be
driving cabs in a minute.
Wearing that Lakers jersey.
I think he's still going to stay in the league, man, because the guy is 6'10", man. He can handle the ball, man. He can shoot it, man. And he can play three or four positions, man. Even though he's going to do maybe on crack, man. You know what I mean? Maybe on hedge or dust, whatever the dude's smoking on, man. You know what I mean?
Somebody may give him a chance, but at the same time, it's like they got other guys that's 16.
Ain't no man about it. Somebody going to give this guy a chance, man. Just because he's 16, man, and it's universal.
You saw the movie Flight. You saw Denzel. That's how.
Can I give you my opinion on Lamar Odom? Can I give you my opinion on T-Row? Can I give my opinion on Lamar Odom?
Please do.
I'm gonna give you two words. John Lucas.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's where you need to go.
John Lucas. That's it. Go see John Lucas. That's it. Go see him.
Last topic before we go to Freestyle Commercial or Freestyle Friday. Neely, I'm gonna start off with you, man. This is something that me and T Row have been, you know, the streets
Uh-oh.
Is talking, and we got some guys down
Uh-oh.
There in Milwaukee, man. And
Uh-oh.
I'm not gonna get on your Sooners. I ain't even gonna do that.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna wait till Sunday. Ryan Braun, he's personally been calling season ticket holders personally apologizing for using PED drugs. Now, if you're a ticket holder and Ryan Braun calls you and he tells you, I apologize, I'm sorry for these PEDs, what's going through your head? You tell me. What did you think about that?
Oh, man. First of all, he called my phone?
Yes.
I'm going to go clean off because I'm like, dude, man, what kind of dude? Like, well, what about you? I am the guy you're supposed to be calling. You need to be calling dude, man, whose life you ruined, man, when you lied to the dude and somebody messed up your piss. Y'all, I mean, go apologize to him first. You know what I'm saying? Then call me. You know what I'm saying? Dude, like, man, like, what kind of person are you? Like, bro, you need to get on a press conference on the stage, man, and tell everybody you sorry, man. You know what I mean? Thank you. The one thing I would really probably come to, like, he probably gonna hang it up on me, you know what I mean? I'm looking for me, they probably gonna be hanging up. I'm gonna send out some bomb threat. I'm like, look, chill, hold on, homie. Hey, I like to tell this dude, man, look, I invest a lot of my hard earned work. You making 63, 65, whatever million you make, you know what I mean?
I'm making my little chunk change I do, yo, man, just survive, take my family to watch you play, man, just because you the guy, man. Yo, man, you cheat me out of that. You know what I mean? So you owe me, shit. I'm getting no damn phone call. Give me my money back. Yo, man. and then you're going to criticize the dude, who you ruin. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about that, man. I tell you what, Ryan Brown, you listen, man, you better not call me home, boy.
Right. You know what I mean?
Like that.
OG, what would you do? I just wanted to imagine, what would you say?
I'm going to keep it real. I'm gonna be, after I finish laughing, cracking up at him, I'm going to one to him. I'm going to go on one to him and Texas two-step him and go on and have him donate some money to the foundation. Flat out.
Man.
That's what I'm going to do. That's all.
That's
I'm going to one to him like that.
T-Nick, I'm going to finish off with you and then go to T-Row. What you think?
Okay.
What would you
do? Tell y'all like this, man, because I'm a fool, okay? Have y'all seen, I'm sure everybody seen Baby Boy, right? You seen Baby Boy when he called the house and Snoop Dogg, not called the house, but he went up to the house and Snoop Dogg and the East Side was in there and he picked up his son and then when he left and Snoop Dogg was like, this Ninja had the nerve to come over my mother house. That's how I'm going to feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, Ryan Braun, you had the nerve to call my mother house and talk to me about you getting shot in the booty with some drugs and yada, 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 and you got $1 million and I had to pay $100-something-something to come see you. I'm like, Lily Neal, give me my money back. That's all I'm going to tell you. Give my money back, and then after that, send me and my family to Disney World, and I may forgive you. That's all I got to say about that. And I want to stay around for Freestyle Friday. I just want to hear it. That's it.
No doubt. T-Row, if he called you, man, what would you do?
L Boogie, now you know me and you, we done talked about this when we were discussing what we were going to talk about on the show. And I'm going to keep it real with you, man. You know, why, first of all, my first question would be, why are you calling me? I'm like everybody else on the panel. Get your ass in front of a TV camera and apologize to the whole world who you lied to. You Lance Armstrong number two. You had me believing in you like, I never believed anybody before in my life, and I don't even know you. You sounded so innocent, so clear, and then they let you get away with it just to catch you up, you know, a year later. And, yeah, everything that he earned, he needs to give back. The MVP, the NL MVP,
give that back.
And you know what else I would have told him, L Boogie, if he'd have called me?
Talk to me.
Fuck you. Pay me. I'm like everybody else. Here's my wire. Here's my wire account number. Put my money back in.
You need to let all the ticket holders throw baseballs at him, man.
Like my man Marcelli said on Pulp Fiction, OG, let me go medieval on his ass.
let all the TV ticket holders line them up and throw baseballs at them.
Yeah, as hard as you can.
You
gotta go pay some bills. So you know what it is. The streets is talking. The sports officials keeping it hot. When we come back, it's gonna be Freestyle Friday. It's going down.
A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm fit to kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles. If she tell me say win and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. Till I overdose, pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster. I lay back, she go crack, fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay.
probation when they test me, I just be rosé. Last night, I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madden bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from up that corner star. Hater, I be doing me, you guys should be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million, so I can take care of them children.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles, and she tell me say win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles, and she tell me say win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck, and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm just trying to win, and she a devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. You at a kid, I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. She got that $1 million body. Shorty, my Bugatti. And she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati.
Got Patron
all day. It's rock all in my bottle.
Push it on,
she was on that reposado. And I take her up to Rado. And this bitch, I'm spinning like I hit Salado. It's a Salado.
Bad bitches in the building. To kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles, and she tell me say win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church.
Man, we got some special guests in the asylum, man. They got on their visitors pass. They done came in. You know what I mean? The sports official. They've changed their time from 1 p.m. Eastern time to 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Check them out. TheSportsOfficials.com. They ain't artificial now. They official. I got Neely Neal, the OG scorekeeper and the host, T. Nick.
Hey, can I get, can I address the callers one time right quick?
Absolutely.
Hey, let me tell y'all, man. It's T-Nick. I'm going to talk to you right quick. You don't have to wear cheap clothes, okay? I'm just gonna give you some game right quick, okay? And OG scorekeeper told me this like 10 years ago. Go to your local department stores, whether that's Macy's, Igby's, Nordstrom's, Belk, whatever it is, okay? Shop off-season. Take those coupons, okay? You can go ahead and, hey, I'm going to tell you, you can get your collar polo shirts, you know, that's regular $69.99. You can get them off-season, which means if you go get them in the fall or you can get them towards the wintertime, you can get those shirts for $10, $15. You can do that.
Right.
And then you can wear them in the spring and the summer the next year. Put them in your,
right.
Put them in your closet. If you got kids, let me tell you, take those coupons and everything, man. go to the store. And you can grab those polo shirts, polo shorts and T-shirts that they sell for, not 85, but they sell for $35, $45, $55. You can get it for $8.50. You can get it for $9.50 and $10. Put them up in the bag in the closet. Break them out next summer. And your kids be looking F-R-E-S-H, fresh, fresh, fresh. Yo, that's fresh. Take that from your boy. I'm telling you, shop like they do. Listen to me now. Shop like they do. Read between the lines. Shop off season, man. Not just for your kids, but do it for you, man. Score
right.
Key. You taught me that, brother. Is that the truth, man?
Right.
You taught me that. Is that the truth?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, dog.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's
oh,
the
yeah,
truth.
Hey, like Jazzy say, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. That's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
before
yeah.
we go to
game.
The, before we, I get to the, we get into the Freestyle Friday,
yes,
Nilly
sir.
Neil, don't uh-huh. think I let you off the hook, baby.
Oklahoma!
They playing. They done dropped in the rankings to 16. And don't forget, two of your schools in your conference lost to sub-NCAA teams. Now they're going into, you know, they're going to West Virginia. And I got a little youngin', you know, OG probably know Chris Cook, his son, DeJuan Cook, plays strong safety. Watch out for him tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. What do you think about that game, Nilly Neil, before I go into the freestyle, baby? You got 45 seconds. Tell me so.
Hey, y'all can't fault DeJuan Cook. If you listening, hey, God bless you, son, but this is about to be the worst beating of your life. Hey, you come with wagon be running. Never stop, man. Hey, let me tell you something. I told Stat on the show last week, man. I don't know if anybody would listen, man. Hey. Since 1999, man, we haven't been out the top 25, man. We always better, man. We always in it, man. The wagon will rock. All right. Let me go. That'd be sure. There we go.
That's not acceptable. You're Oklahoma. Whoopie-doo. You're in the top 25. Hey, Northwestern finished in the top 25. So what? You want to end in the top 10. You're NBG, man. Face to face. You and Mike are on the same board. We're in the same. We are on the line. We are out on the line.
Okay. Okay, hold up. Okay, I gotta do this. Before y'all finish freestyling, man. T Row, hey, listen to right quick. Hey, you said to the fucking hey, you came down to I came down to yo and the door with the wagon. Hey, 2000 for our last national championship. That's what we should.
I got you back, Lily, man. Don't worry about it.
Wagon,
I'm with you, baby. I'm rolling with the sonar.
Thank you, man. Hey, come on. Come get on the wagon with me, baby. We're about to ride over everybody, man. I'll let you crack the whip one time.
I'm with you, baby.
Hey, the score heating up, baby. The score is heating up, baby.
Yeah, boy.
No question.
I'll
be calling first thing 10 a.m. Eastern time, blowing my whistle. I love you, man.
Put that in. Yeah.
Hey, man, we appreciate you guys, and the lines are so high, man. Guess what we're going to do, man? We're going to do a pre-fight, you know, analogy next Friday, and we want to invite
you guys in
so
I'll
we can,
here.
You know what I mean, analyze that fight before Saturday and before
Texas
A&M Alabama game. So, you know, make sure Mitch get up in here, man. Where Mitch? He didn't get the visit tonight. He didn't get the kite we flew in. But much
hey,
love,
hey,
man.
Buddy Mitch do it big, man. It's Friday night, man. Tell him what Mitch that.
Big Mitch ain't wanna come bless us, man,
and get his fingernails dirty, man.
He had a condo visit, man.
Just know that. He played down in his his college ball in Alabama, so Johnny Football gonna get you, Nilly Neal. Just know that.
Everybody know I'm a Boomer Sooner.
I've been a Sooner my whole life. But don't get it twisted. I roll with the tide, baby. The tide go roll, baby. We're gonna get our revenge on this boy, man. We're gonna squash all the ice after next Saturday. It's gonna be all over after next Saturday. I'ma wait till Friday to say what I'ma say, but you know, this is another one in the archive. It's not smell of the money, but it's this one. Just look at their faces.
Here come Mr. Sad Faces, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, you got some shout outs before we do this freestyle?
Oh, man, you know, I want to give a super, super shout-out to the sports officials, man. I appreciate y'all coming on the show with us, man, and doing it big like we were going to do it anyway. You know what I mean? And I want to give a shout-out to all the new callers who called into the asylum, the officials, Barber, Mr. Hef, you know what I'm saying? Big Brother D-Mac, you know what I'm saying? Kev, Black Man, I see y'all out there, you know what I'm saying? Uncle John, I'll see you in the morning on the court, baby. We're going to get it in and run these boys' heads in. You know what I'm saying? Blue, all the time, baby, taking it back to the next level. You know, in studio. You know what I'm saying? And L Boogie, you know what I'm saying? L Boogie, one good time. You know how we do it, man. Much love all day. And Jewel to G. I see you. Man, first of all, man, I want to give a shout out to all my classes at Pueblo Elementary School, man. You know what I mean? All my students down there, man. They listening to the show, man. They listening to Mr. Meeks, man. You know what I'm saying? So they get extra credit for calling in, man, to the street. Man, so let's get into this freestyle, man. And like I said, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. So one time, and this is special edition, man. Man, this is special edition. It's like new edition. My dude Bobby Brown came off the spot, and it's back to edition. I got a bad broad. I got a bad bro, she look like Whitney. Even though she don't, her name is Brittany. I took her to the next level when she saw me and I stuck her. I don't know what she said, but hey, take this like a sucker. Man, niggas be catching sucker attacks where I'm from. They don't even know I done fucked they honey bun. Man, they don't call me Boo Meat the Legend Leather for nothing. Because when I'm in your face, I'm always coming for something. Man, I used to do my dirt on and off the court. I sold Kevin Mackey a dollar sack, and it was work. Oh, man, they don't know it's about 105 of us on the block. When I walk down the street, just call me Tupac. Yo, shout out to my niggas DDA. They on the spot looking at us. I was still getting money riding the bus. And when I got off a 10-piece, she picked me up. And when I got in the car, the passenger said I had my pimp cup. She asked me for gas money. I said, I beg your pardon. You going to let me slap that ass like tissue and it's some margin? Oh, man, let me stop hollering on this microphone. I love you guys, and we all gangster like Al Capone. This is talking to sports officials, man.
Oh,
that's your boy, man.
Hey, you were silly, boy.
And
y'all know about that Kevin Mackey bar. Y'all know what's
Kevin
up with
Mackey.
That one, man. Y'all already know.
Kevin Mackey, baby. Kevin Mackey and Kevin Mackey.
You already know. Streets of Talk.
Hey, man. Y'all always stay official. Because y'all ain't artificial. We gone, and we'll talk to you on Sunday, fellas, and to the world. We'll see you on Monday. And watch us and put the game on mute, man. We're going to sound better than John Gruden and Mike Tirico, man. And always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell lots of girlfriends.
Oh!
Oh, man, you know, hey, another shout-out to my big brother, Baz. He rolling in them streets, man, keeping it real. Big brother, Baz, I see you, baby.
Shout out to Uncle Joe, man. Uncle Joe, number one fan. Uncle Joe, when we make it, man, you already know, man, I got a couple sleds for you. And the Kush Blunt. Streets is talking. Ro, send us out of here on something, man. Do something, baby. Oh, Streets is talking. Let's go.
You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a planer. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn or Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots frozen. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a six, seize up, you fell at it, you dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know
trust me. Put my back to the wall, but press your butt tights. I know I'm faster, y'all. To know me, to love me. You see me, can't be me. Haters, fuck you. I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family. Think Max, sweet like Cairo. Assault like Plato. Get knocked off like Fredo. Go to y'all. They find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave him. Apply full court pressure like 4-4. Get you out of here, full pressure to the trigger, bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit, dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit, dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real lies and beans. Niggas wanna despise the team, to our playhead coach and straight up divide their team. Trade their man for some pies and a couple of things to the